From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, December 2nd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register Star that local residents gathered outside TD Bank on Fairview Avenue in Greenport on Thursday, December the 1st, calling on the bank to divest from the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Standing Rock Solidarity Network declared Thursday a global day of action in support of the nationwide effort to stop the pipeline. Protesters had either already closed their accounts with TD Bank and advised others on choosing alternative banks, or they closed out their accounts during the event. Brian McCormick of Hudson withdrew his account during the event on Thursday. McCormick said, and I quote, "I've been with TD Bank since 2008 or 2009, but TD Ameritrade is heavily invested in the Dakota Access Pipeline, and I don't want my money to be funding that, something that is jeopardizing the drinking water of indigenous people," end quote. Bob Elmendorf of Malden Bridge was at the event and said TD Securities has contributed more than $360 million to the pipeline project. Christine Julig of Cairo supported the protesters in Hudson. Julig said the Hudson protests stood in solidarity with Native Americans in North Dakota. She said, and I quote, "I think it's a good thing they're doing," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that a video of a carton of what appears to be bad milk at Catskill High School has gone viral, racking up nearly 3.5 million views since it was posted on Monday, November the 28th. The 33-second clip shows a carton of Hood Dairy brand chocolate milk, which had become gloppy and gelatinous, being poured onto a lunch tray. As of Thursday, the gross milk at Catskill High School video was the fifth highest trending video on YouTube, with more than 6,600 comments. School officials said the milk was purchased with a school lunch, and when the student began to drink the milk, they, and I quote, "discovered that the milk was not a liquid consistency," end quote. Officials said of the 400 milk served that day in Catskill, no other issues were reported. The remaining cartons from the same batch purchased from Hood were returned to the dairy. Hood Vice President of Communications Lynn Bohan stopped short of saying the video was a fake, but in a statement issued by the company Thursday, company officials referred to internet videos offering how-to tips for creating, and I quote, "milk slime," end quote, similar to the milk shown in the video. To see the video, go to WGXE Newsroom at WGXE.org and read the full story in the Daily Mail. A special note, comments on the video contain profanity. The Village of Catskill Wastewater Treatment Plant released almost 15,000 gallons of, and I quote, "permitted overflow sewage discharge," end quote, early on December the 1st, 135 Main Street, into the Catskill Creek, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The discharge was caused by rain and impacted the fishing area, the DEC report says. Kyle Hughes for NYSNYS News reports in the Daily Freeman that a U.S. Environmental Protection Agency official speaking on November the 30th in Colony said there will be PCB contamination in the Hudson River for many years. Gary Klawinski, who is the project director, said, and I quote, "I think it's fair to say we will be doing five-year reviews for the foreseeable future," end quote. According to the EPA, five-year scientific reviews continue when, and I quote, "remedial action leaves hazardous substances on the site at levels that do not allow for unlimited use and unrestricted exposure," end quote, to humans and wildlife. The report is due in February, public comment and public meeting, before a final report is due April 23, 2017. Klawinski said, and I quote, "we don't want people eating the fish, but there's only so much that we can do relating to that," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton reports at Capital Confidential that State Department of Health announced on November the 30th that certain chronic pain ailments now qualify for New York's medical marijuana program. Currently, only a few maladies qualify for New York's program, and this announcement may make the program larger. As of November 29th, 10,730 patients have been certified by 750 registered physicians to use medical marijuana in the state. DOH will soon publish for public comment a regulatory amendment which will specify the chronic pain conditions that can qualify patients for the program. Recently, the department also certified nurse practitioners and physician assistants to allow medical marijuana treatment. State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker said in a statement, and I quote, "After conducting a thorough review of the scientific literature, it became clear that there may be certain benefits in the use of medical marijuana by patients suffering from chronic pain. Medical marijuana is already helping thousands of patients across New York State, and adding chronic pain as a qualifying condition will help more patients and further strengthen the program," end quote. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, the Times Union blog. The National Weather Service says November was warmer than usual in the Hudson Valley and Capital Region and wetter to the south and drier in the north. Albany had an average temperature of 41.4 degrees Fahrenheit last month, 1.7 degrees warmer than normal. In Poughkeepsie, the average temperature was 41.9 degrees Fahrenheit, only 3 degrees higher than usual. Albany was drier with only 3.1 inches of precipitation, with 4.73 inches falling in Poughkeepsie. The U.S. Drought Monitor said on December 1st that 54% of the Northeast is in a drought, with extreme drought persisting in portions of New England and southeastern New York. Sharon Sweeney reports in the Albany Business Review that the University of Albany won over $700,000 in federal grants, and I quote, "to support cybersecurity education, partnerships, and job growth in the area," end quote. Sanjay Goel, a business professor at the University at Albany, received the funding from the National Institute of Standards and Technology, $197,000, and the Technology and Economic Development Administration, $538,000. Goel told the Business Review, and I quote, "It is an entire ecosystem all the way from education down to economic development and cybersecurity. Our goal is to make sure we have an adequate workforce in cybersecurity," end quote. One grant will encourage local students to consider careers in cybersecurity. The story also says, and I quote, "The University of Albany will also conduct a yearly cybersecurity industry analysis to address the area's workforce needs. Cybersecurity companies in the Capital Region, like Gray Castle Security, have said they have open jobs to fill," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Business Review. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of showers after 11 a.m. today. It will be partly sunny with a high near 47 degrees. For Friday night, a slight chance of rain showers before 9 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 32 degrees. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of rain showers after 5 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 42 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 7 p.m., then a slight chance of snow showers between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 28. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Sunday night, a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 27. Sunrise this morning was at 7.06 a.m., and the sun will set at 4.23 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, about a minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the second day of December 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.